Just a couple of thoughts about today's readings. The first, just very briefly, is rabbi speak, and you have to be very, very conscientious of that when you hear it, because a 21st century audience is very likely to misinterpret what Jesus is saying there. It's even sometimes shocking. The version we heard from Luke yesterday even adds one more, item, to the mix, which is, of course, the guy just wants to go and say goodbye to his family, and Jesus is anyone who, sets his hand to the plow and looks backward is not fit for the kingdom of God. So, of course, by the time you're done hearing these exhortations, let the dead bury the dead, come follow me, you're not going to have a place to stay, the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head, the first thing you think of is, how am I supposed to read this thing and keep Jesus away from marketing, because nobody's going to want to be a disciple after that. But just two things to quickly consider. Number one, Jesus is talking here about radical discipleship. He's not talking about getting into the kingdom of heaven. This is not about salvation. These people want to follow him and really be his closest, intimate disciples in the Holy Spirit. That's the first thing to remember. So Jesus is going to tell them the truth. And of course, the truth is it's going to be tough. So the first thing, of course, that we see is, the foxes have dens, birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head. What does that mean? That means there's going to be significant challenges to this enterprise. Not everybody's going to like you. You're going to be on the road. It's not going to be comfortable. Self-sacrifice with a capital S. Then, of course, there's this whole thing of let the dead bury the dead, and the whole item we saw in Luke yesterday of, don't say goodbye to your mother or father. And, of course, that's in direct contrast to the Elijah reading that we heard yesterday, where Elijah does let Elisha go home and say goodbye to his family and take care of these familial matters. And Jesus actually says, if you follow me, and what he's saying between the lines, in rabbi speak, right, is he's saying, hey, if you follow me, the challenges are going to be greater for you than they were for Elisha to follow Elijah. And the challenges from within your family could be well greater than those certainly of Elisha following Elijah. So just get ready. Because if you want to be my disciples, right, there's going to be a lot of challenges out there. And I mean, I can attest there were some certain challenges in my families, So Jesus is truth in advertising. But what motivates a person who hears these things and doesn't turn away? Because you figure Jesus' message is the same to the 12 apostles. They're hearing it. It's the same to the 72, these people that Jesus sends out, right? They're hearing it, right? So we know that there's a lot of people who hear it and accept it. And why do they accept it? Because Jesus has given them that grace. He's given them the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is just moving these people right in their hearts. The mission is almost irresistible. And following him is irresistible. And of course, as I've often said, when I first got to the novitiate, everything was in transition. And they put me in this room for my novitiate visit. Imagine spending 4 full days in a room that used to be a paint room for an old high school, was painted purple and smelled like turpentine 24/7, and I had a cot in that room. But I was in such consolation when I was there. It felt just great. That's how powerful the Holy Spirit can be. That's just how powerful the Spirit can move us within our hearts, so that the mission is irresistible. The walking with Christ is irresistible. And of course, you take up the challenge, even though Jesus says, right? And right in our vow ceremony, our novice master told us, Never say, I didn't bargain for this, because you bargained for it. And we had the vow crucifix ceremony. He gives us the cross and he says, here is the cross and I promise you nothing but the cross. And of course you might think, bad marketing. But boy, that was truth telling. Of course, I don't have an experience. I love my life as a priest and everything else. But the main thing is, there have been times, oh boy, there have been times when the challenges were there, but there's always an abundance of the Holy Spirit to overcome it, and an abundance of the Holy Spirit to make us rise to the challenge and to help to build the church through the grace of Jesus Christ. Amen.